Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now let me just ask you, am I speaking to Diego?
Yeah, this is him.
Thank you. All right. Let me just take a look here. Already, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona,
No. Yeah.
California. Yes,
Arizona.
thank you. In what year were you born?
1990.
I appreciate it. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I'm pretty sure we will. Yeah.
Almost certain? Thank you. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
In my own words, I'll say immigration is a big issue, and yeah, I think that would be the biggest one. And the second one is
Immigration.
sending all that money. Yeah, and the other one is sending all the money elsewhere. But yeah, authorization remains so full.
Can you please elaborate? What do you mean by sending the money elsewhere?
Oh, like Ukraine and supporting all these other
Okay.
wars that we have no business on. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Of course, we're here.
Elsewhere to support other countries, okay? Just making some notes. Thank you so much for helping me out here. All right. Alrighty, moving on. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, I skipped that one. I wasn't sure.
Okay.
And now I'm sure.
And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. I have Donald Trump.
100. Yeah, 100 Donald Trump.
100? Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Zero. Nada.
Thank you. Thank
Zero.
you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
That's a tough one. I'm just gonna play. So I'm gonna go to the Republican one,
Thank
though
you.
I've always been a Dem, but this time I'm changing it around.
Okay, I respect that. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Rubén.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
I'll say Donald Trump, but not the Republican Party. If that doesn't make no sense, but I'll just say Donald Trump. The Republican one, just yeah, that one.
So you would say Donald Trump and the
The
Republican Party
Republican.
much more, or Donald Trump
Yes.
and the Republican Party somewhat more?
The second one, somewhat more.
Somewhat more,
Yeah.
okay. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. The first statement I got is, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates. Agree or disagree?
Strongly disagree. Agree and simple.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly disagree on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
That can be used in bad faith. I strongly disagree. You know.
Thank you. The rest of the question may be similar. However, for this one, I am going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first statement I have is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants to pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Yeah, background check is good. Yeah, that should be done. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Okay. I can agree with that one. I agree.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Most of, strongly disagree on that one.
Strongly agree. Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
I can agree with that one. Yeah, I agree.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree on that one. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. A program that grants work permit and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Do that statement make you more or less likely to vote for him?
More likely to vote for him. Okay. Yeah.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Much more likely, okay? A program that grants work permit to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permit to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Is that the same thing? That sounds like the same thing. What am I asking from that one?
The same, much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely.
Much more likely on that one. Yeah.
Much more likely, okay? A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Is the most part that kind of gets me on all of this. Much less likely.
Much less likely, okay. And the last... the last program I have is a program that grants work permit to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much less likely.
Thank you. All right. And please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. And we're almost done here. Donald Trump and Republicans believe cows on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to the secure border and reform our immigration system. How concerned do you feel regarding that? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm a little concerned on that.
A little concerned? Okay. Yeah. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
That concerns me a lot.
Very concerned, okay. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum internment camps near to the border and massive rates to deport millions of migrants.
Okay. A little bit concerned.
Okay, a little concern. Okay, Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
A little concern on that.
Little, okay. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
A little concern.
I appreciate it. I am going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly the same. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been living in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Donald Trump one.
Okay. Donald Trump, you said this one comes much closer to your own view or somewhat closer to your own view?
It comes closer to my point of view.
Much closer?
Much closer, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And after hearing more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No, not really. No.
Okay, thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get news and information? TikTok, MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channel or website, OAN or Newsmax, WhatsApp, Spanish language radio programs, Univision, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Fox News channel or website?
YouTube.
Okay.
And other ones as well.
I'm sorry, you said YouTube and what other one?
Yeah. YouTube and another page, other pages, but you didn't mention those. Like Ground News, but that's just something else.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Panama.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Making some notes. Already. Were you born on the United States mainland or the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
In another country.
Will this be Panama?
Yes, Panama.
Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, or always English?
More English than Spanish.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
What was the third one?
Yes, the options are Republican, Democrat, or what?
Oh, I'll say centrist. Center.
Would that be like independent?
Independent, yeah, independent. That'd be good.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a closer to Republican or Democratic Party?
Republican now.
Okay.
Republican.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
All right. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, my God. 2014?
All right. Did you complete high school? Do you have any college?
It's a college, Air Force College.
All right. Would that be like a bachelor's degree or associate degree or some college?
Some college. Yeah,
some college. Okay. Yeah. What is your religion, if any?
None.
Okay.
None.
Okay.
Agnostic, you can put down, man. I guess.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Diego Rojas.
Diego, mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. We can know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future.
No, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. But in that case, these were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I thank you so much for helping me out, and enjoy the rest mm-hmm. of your day.
You too. Be safe.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.